on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, reminder, Lee Strobel's going to be in the pulpit at Calvary Church Albuquerque this weekend. If you want to find out more about that, go to calvarynm.church. And if you're not familiar with Lee, I mean, you know, a lot of our maybe older listeners, I mean, Lee has been part of the Christian community worldwide for decades. He's the author of The Case for Christ, of which the movie was made from. But you've probably seen his story if you saw the movie. He'll be the guest in the pulpit this weekend at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And again, details at calvarynm.church. In studio with us, Catherine Lindenmuth. And Catherine just got back from Bangkok, Thailand, not long ago, carrying the WIBA title for the mini flyweight world champion belt. Kat, nice job.
Thank you.
Now, I introduced you as Catherine. Can I still call you Kat on the air?
Definitely. Catherine is my formal, my government name. Yeah. if anyone knows me good enough, they've known me from high school and it was Kathy, but everyone now it's just Kat.
Yeah. And actually, let me start by apologizing somewhat because, you know, everyone wants to talk to the world champion in an interview. The truth is your story, Kat, had a high value for this program long before the world championship. What you have to share, I'm looking forward to sharing with our audience. And I think it'll bring encouragement, maybe some healing to people that need healing. There's a lot of excitement around right now. Are you still on cloud nine?
A little bit. I mean, I just still feel like I'm just Kat. It's a great accomplishment. Yeah. I know I definitely earned it. I worked very hard for it. I'm very proud of what we went out there and accomplished. We represented not only the United States, we represented female boxing, we represented New Mexico. And I come from I feel like he's a bigger city, but I come from Bosque Farms, which is 30 minutes south.
Yeah.
And we're just a small little ranching village and everyone knows everybody, everybody waves. And I just feel like I was able to represent with pride and be humble and get a good experience and have something to share there and here.
Well, and I'm sure we'll get more to the story of how you ended up in Thailand. But let me back up a little bit because I saw an earlier interview with you, which, by the way, for those that are listening, like, what do you mean have her on before? I've known Kat for years and years. And truth be told, we're karaoke buddies. We both enjoy getting out to karaoke. And Kat can not only box, she can bring it. She carries a great tune. In one of your earlier interviews, I did notice as you were thanking people who helped you accomplish the things you've been able to accomplish, your first thanks went to God.
Yes. I mean, he is the reason why I'm here. I'm blessed to wake up every morning. I've gone through life. Going through everything, I've gone through life significantly. And he's the reason I've gotten through so much of the stuff in my life. And I didn't get to know him until later on, in my life, my young adulthood. And I'm just really grateful that he continues to open doors and bless me and comfort me in times of need. And he's a good God.
Let's back up even more. And we were talking a little bit about this off the air. Athletics isn't something new to you. Again, in another article I heard you mention you've been in the gym since you were a teenager.
Yeah, I've always been pretty athletic. I was a very thin, skinny girl that loved to be crazy. And I was always outdoors riding bikes, roller skates, roller blades, doing fun stuff. I didn't really start to do more team-based athletics till I was like seventh grade, eighth grade. I started in track and basketball. And I feel like a lot of me leading into it was needing an outlet. I didn't know God then. I didn't go to church. I didn't know any of the good stuff. My grandma, who was raised by my grandma and my grandfather. So they're my mom and dad. So I'll kind of interchange those words. But my grandma passed away when I was 13. So I was going into my eighth grade year. She passed away that summer. And that's the summer I had started cross country as an eighth grader. And I mean, I loved working hard. We ran out in the sun, 14 miles, 8 miles, 10 miles. I mean, it was intense. I ended up making varsity my first year and being able to be district champion the following 3 years when I was in cross country. I loved it.
What did you run?
It was a 5K, so I ran 3.2 miles. So cross country is a lot more endurance running. I'm an endurance athlete. I can just keep going. They call me, I like the Energizer Bunny. I'm never tired. But I mean, I started young and working hard and I, you know, that feeling of winning and that feeling of succeeding was there. I loved basketball. I wasn't as good at it. Didn't get to do it as long. I only did cheerleading for 1 year, but it led me into coaching for 17. Before I did my senior year in cheer is when I started with Rosales. Anthony Rosales is my, he's a grandmaster, but, you know, he prefers professor. But he taught me, karate, and I did more karate Kajikimbo before I did boxing, but I did that for a couple years. And then, you know,
was that just a competitive thing or, what?
I think it was just fun.
Yeah. Okay.
It was more or less fun. The friends that I had in school, they were like my best friends. I only hung out with guys. We're the chums, you know, we just hang out. But they did Kajikimbo and they didn't really do the boxing portion. It was just more cardio for them if they wanted to, but they liked the swords and the nunchucks and doing the weapons. And, I kind of joined in with them and kind of got inundated into the sport. I became an orange belt. So I did get to belt test and I did, you know, get my orange belt. But as those friends graduated and kind of went away, I separated, you know, kind of did my own thing, went into cheerleading as a senior because that would have been my senior year. I kind of separated from doing karate, just kind of drifted away. But I came back. My husband had gotten, had a back injury and he wanted to strengthen himself by doing something a little less impact. You know, he wanted to do the cardio portion of the boxing and was going to attempt to try it. So it got me to come back and I never left. I'm still there.
It sounds like you met him, in, the boxing community.
We worked, at a similar, we worked at the same place when I had met, my late husband. So,
okay. And then moving forward, on this, and this is part of your story and I'm sure where some of your strength has come from, trials, going through trials and coming out on the other end stronger. Can you walk us through some of that?
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned just a second ago that, you know, it started like 13. I lost like really important, impactful person to me was my mom. She was just my comforter. She was like not sole provider. My grandpa took care of us, but I was really close with my mom. And losing her was hard. I had kids young. I had my sons. I have a 17-year-old, a 15-year-old, an 11-year-old. I had, you know,
who, by the way, are great kiddos.
They're amazing. I love them. They're strong boys. Let's say that. I was pregnant when I was 18. I had my first son when I was 19. And, you know, I struggled a bit being a young mom, you know, being kind of new to the mom, being kind of new to, you know, I wasn't married yet, just kind of being a partner, you know, something more close to marriage, but not having to learn how to love and be with someone was different for me because you don't know how. You're still a child. You know, if you think of it, you're still a child and you have children and you're having to now think about being a provider yourself when you were just provided for, you know, recently. And when both of my boys, one of my boys was 2, the other one was just about to turn 1 because they are 2 years apart. So one was turning 3, the other one's going to be turning four and turning two. They were 2 years apart. Their dad passed away in a car accident. We were separated for quite a few months before that. But it was really traumatic for me. It was very hard for me to just feel very alone, and not have a place in the world. And, I was over 21, so I was already inundated in the life of being out and clubbing and partying with friends when I didn't have the kids, because we separated and split our time. And, I had just given my life to Jesus before he passed.
Let me take this opportunity for those that are just tuning in. We're visiting with Catherine Lindenmuth. Catherine is a local boxer. As she mentioned, she's from Bolsky Farms and just returned from Bangkok, Thailand, coming home with the belt for the IBA, the WIBA title, mini flyweight world champion. And as we mentioned, there's been several trials that Kat's walked through. Kat, you're one of the strongest people I know, and I want to thank you not only for being here again, but thank you for sharing this sensitive material, because you know that there's, God may have someone listening.
Yeah, and he has a plan. Like, honestly, my birthday, we went out for my birthday in July because I'm a summer baby. I'm a Leo. And we went out, and that morning we woke up, it was a Sunday morning, and I said, I want to go to church.
Yeah.
And I showed up in church. We attend Legacy, but I showed up with my friend, and immediately when I walked into the church, I burst into tears because, I'm not going to lie, we went out partying. I was a little hungover and we were late to service, and I'm walking in and the worship was so overwhelming, and the Holy Spirit was in the only thing I can say is that you feel when he's working on you.
Yeah.
And the moment I walked in, I was in tears, and the whole message, it just got me. It really took me, and I said, I want this. Mm-hmm. I want this love that I've been running around, trying to go out with my friends, trying to feel this acceptance that the world says that's where you find it. I was like, I want this. This is what I want. This is what I had handshakes walking in the building. You know, God's children are so loving. they accept you, and they just want you to know Jesus too. And I rose my hand. I said, you know what? I want Jesus. I want God in my life. And I started going to church Wednesdays and Sundays and midweek and on Sundays. And if I would not have been saved when I was saved, we lost Joseph September 12th of, I believe it was September 12th, the 12th. It was in September of 2012. And if I would not have had Jesus, I don't know where I would be, because my heart split. I literally felt so lost. And I was in church the day he passed. I remember we were in service and we just prayed, for God's provision and for him to intercede. And while I was driving back to the hospital to see how he was, because we were going back to visiting hours, they let me know he had passed. And I just immediately turned back to God. I just turned my face and I said, please hold me, comfort me, something, because it was really hard for me. And I can't say that my walk with him has been perfect. It's had its bumpy roads. I've been a rebellious child. I'm strong, but, to my own fault sometimes. Any time that I've walked away or strayed even a little bit and, wondered, am I even worthy of this? He's always brought me back. And, it brought me to, later on, I got pregnant with my son Ezekiah. And I got married and had him. And James was a wonderful man. He's a ring announcer for MMA. He was in the fight world, but we had met. We had worked at a bar together. You know, we had worked, found each other through a different connection, but he started going to church with me. He wasn't a person that went to church. He didn't. He went to a Baptist church once in a while because he liked wearing suits and ties. And, you know, his heart was inclined to, you know, because we all desire him. We just don't know it yet. He started coming with me to church and, you know, he found his home. He found, you know, his home. He raised his hand. He committed to be a man for Christ and for his family. And, you know, our lives were really built around just God's love and forgiveness. And, you know, we had a good marriage. We were married for about 4 years and he got pretty sick. You know, he had his burdens that he dealt with. You know, he died of liver cirrhosis. So he had a little bit of an alcohol problem, you know, something that he had battled with, not something that he wanted, but it was something that he struggled with because we all have our struggles. I don't feel like anybody that's listening is without a struggle that they go through. It may not be as significant as, you know, alcohol or drugs or something like that, but there's always something that we have that burdens us.
All of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so long ago, I was having a conversation with a family member and it just got to the point where it was like, you know, we're all messed up. But for the love of Christ and the blood that covers our sin, and strengthens us through those trials. Who knows where we'd be. Listen, we're up against a break. We're visiting with Catherine Lindenmuth, and we're going to continue her story. You know, we mentioned she came home recently with the WIBA title, the mini flyweight world champion. And in spite of all that, Kat, I think we've heard in hearing about your decision for Christ, we've heard the best part, but we're going to hear more of your story and how it ended up in boxing and take what time we have left to let our listeners know about and hopefully encourage them in some of this as well. Can you stay with us?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Hi, we're right in the midst of a conversation with Catherine Kat Lindenmuth and world champion mini flyweight boxer who lives right here in Bolsky Farms. In our first segment, Kat was kind enough to share some real sensitive things about early life and the loss of several family members, including she's been twice widowed, and she's raising three boys. One of the things, Kat, that has always impressed me is, to watch you grow as a boxer and the energy you put into that. And you've been going to school. You got your master's degree.
Yes.
Raising three boys and training to be a world champion. I mean, I think anyone, she's an A-type. I don't know if you'd agree with that or not, but not only that, Kat has a sensitivity for people. Kat, I see, is a loving person, and I think even coming here is showing love to our listeners because there's people who are listening that are dealing with struggles, whether it's trying to get through school or trying to be a single parent or losing a loved one. When you found the Lord as a young lady and a young single mom, this is where you began to find strength. And I have to imagine going through the things you've gone through. I mean, is that, you know, I've watched you as a fighter and I've told you, and I've told others when we talk about how you fight, and I don't watch a lot of boxing, but you watch some matches and it's like, guys, fight, you know, and you are, the bell rings and you are moving forward at your opponent. And if you get knocked back a little bit, you go right back towards them. That is your style. Can you share with us, if you haven't already, more of where does that grit come? I mean, a lot of people would be scared even to try this.
Exactly. I mean, boxing's not for everyone. You know, combat sports is, you know, there's specific certain people that really like it. Some people like to train and just get the cardio from it. But I would definitely say what I have on my side is grit. And it's something that I can attest to every single time I get in the ring. Everything that I do in my life, I just feel like it's that ability to work with abrasion and resistance, because I felt like, you know, God has blessed me in so many ways. We can look at all of the things that have gone against us and look at that on the higher pedestal, but he's also blessed me with so much as he's walked me through it.
We mentioned those boys.
Yeah, they're amazing. I you know, truly believe, you know, God wanted me to be a mom. You know, I'm a nurturer by heart. I always fall into that niche of teaching. I love to teach others. So when I'm in the gym boxing, I like to instill whatever I know or something, or help someone that's new in the gym do what I'm doing.
Well, Kat, we got about 3 minutes, and one of the things I wanted to let you have a chance to tell people, because where you're headed, people can be in prayer for you. It sounds like you're going to plan to continue boxing. What's on the horizon there? You just got your master's. So how might you try to apply that? And as far as raising the boys, you know, how can our listeners be praying for what's ahead for Kat?
Well, definitely. Like, there's a lot going on. You know, for me, I appreciate any prayer of any kind. Having, you know, I like to stay safe for my boys. What I do is dangerous. Boxing is a dangerous sport. It's a combat sport. You put your life on the line for entertainment purposes, to get in that ring for others to watch. And, you know, I stay very focused, but just, you know, prayer for my opponent and myself. We all get in there to entertain others, to watch what we do. And we just want to come home to our families. We want to come home safe. And we want to continue to do what we were born to do, be a mom, be a wife, be a sister, you know, whatever we are, you know, those prayers are definitely loved. And, you know, my boys are older. Always pray for me with these boys. I mean, I say that with a lighthearted tune, but
they're your boys.
They're so my boys.
And you've rubbed off.
Yeah. They got a lot of me. And, I'm enjoying, you know, I have teenagers, really. Like, I would say 3 teenage boys. My 11-year-old steps up just to where they are. So, you know, if you guys see me running on the street, y'all can give a honk or a wave, say hi. Encouragement's always great for anyone in combat sports. A good word, or we're watching you, we're praying for you, is always good. You see any posts that's, you know, upcoming shows, we always love a share or a follow, because the more we're seen, you know, our careers can do a lot more. But, you know, definitely just, you know, if you were to take anything from this, and just know that no matter what comes at you in life, you can do all things through Christ. And that's something that my testimony through my entire life, I can't even hold back. Like, I can only do things that God provided me to be able to do.
We might only have about 30 seconds, but Kat, what comes after boxing?
You know, I'm interested in becoming a law enforcement officer. There's a lot of aspirations there. I have my master's in criminal justice. I have my bachelor's in sports management. So I have a wide variety of skills. I just want to serve and protect my community. And I just want to, you know, I just want to take care of where I'm at.
Well, Catherine Lindenmuth, WIBA title, mini flyweight world champion, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having
me. And we'll keep you in our prayers.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.